I speak to you in the name of God, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, the Creator, the Redeemer, and the Sustainer. Amen. Please be seated. This Sunday, as we all know, is the first Sunday of Advent. Advent beginnings, Advent expectation, Advent a new start in the life of the church. We did not, when we lit the Advent candle this morning, we did not bless the wreath. I'm going to do it now, and the reason I didn't do it sooner will soon become apparent. We bless this wreath, a sign of God's presence with us, with no beginning and no end, but an ever-presence. We ask that this wreath may be a symbol to us of your life within us and about us. Asking this in your holy name. Amen. I want you to think of a wreath. We've often used wreaths in our houses, wreaths on our doors, but we don't think of them that they have a spiritual significance. For a wreath is also a holy portal. A holy portal, almost like if you think of going in the old days, maybe none of you are old enough to remember, but we had a way into the root cellar, which on the farm was like a hole, like a manhole. And we'd climb into it and bring stuff down. And then we'd gradually go down again to bring it out all winter long, all the root vegetables. And those that we forgot in the spring, we'd be soon reminded because the smell, when they rotted, was overpowering. But that portal. And I want to think of the wreath as a portal of God into wholeness that's different than the life around us. The life around us, as we're reminded in the gospel today, is going about its business, not being conscious of the world, not being conscious of God's presence, not being conscious of a spiritual life, but just living its own life. Now, a lot of people are spiritual, but not everyone. And what I want us to think about as we prepare ourselves for Christmas in the season of Advent is a new way of looking at Advent. Not in the traditional way of an altered state that God is somewhere away from us, but that God is present in each of us and in the midst of us. And to use Advent as a time of remaking our framework, our metaphor of who we are as Christian people. We as Anglicans are unlike a lot of our other Christian friends because we are what's known as incarnational. Anglicans have always been very incarnational, which means that God is within us, that not transcendental where God is way beyond us, but that God is in us and in the midst of us and with each other. And as to together, as I mentioned last week, we are to be forming a community of heaven. That's who we are. Church should be a heavenly place where there is respect for one another, a love for one another, and an inclusion of one another. And that we're open, as we are here at All Saints, of having other people join us. That's heavenly. Where we resolve our differences with respect. Where we pray for one another. Where we care about one another. And even though we may differ on some thoughts at times, there's always a base of respect, love, care, hope, and reconciliation. That sense of heaven imminently here with us is joyfulness. But we're more than that. The sense of the wreath is that we are also into the portal of God being alive in us. And the first thing about joy today, I want to think about, make Joy Sunday, is about soil. And I want to give soil a new name. Now, Dr. Bauer knows more about soil and has forgotten more than I'll ever know. But I went digging out this morning at 5:30 and found some soil. And I had to get soil that was not frozen. That was a challenge. But this is not dirt. For those listening, I have a nice, in a silver, not often you see silver trays holding soil. I put a liner in, though. But this soil is not dirt. This is the essence of us. We are from the earth. We're earthy. And we often forget that we owe our beginnings to the soil, as it says in the book of Genesis. And there should be a joyfulness in how we treat the soil. Those of you who are gardeners and horticulturalists know how vitally important good soil is. If nothing is growing, we soon know what trouble we're in. Our joyfulness should be not in big cars, houses, and other things, but in attending of the soil. And as we come to the sense of Jesus being born within us and in our midst, part of our preparation is to remember how we are grounded. And we are grounded in the soil. We are grounded in the humus. We are from dust, and to dust we shall return. That's what our promise is. We know this to be true. We have a memorial garden where we know this to be true. We are people of the soil. Oftentimes we live in a world which is forgetting about soil. We live in a world where everybody is wearing shoes, and shoes separate us from the soil. Our ancestors, way back when, and the First Nations people, didn't always wear shoes or moccasins. They knew the dirt. And they let the dirt go up in their feet, and they knew they were grounded. I'm a ham radio operator, and I always know that I must have a good ground in order to communicate beyond the world, myself to the world. And if I'm not well grounded, I can get a shock. And there's nothing like getting an RF shock, radio frequency shock. It doesn't just stay on the surface. It goes deep, and it takes months to heal. We must start to see joyfulness in the soil. We must start to understand that part of the light we carry in our lives is to be keepers of the soil. When you saw the rains this past few weeks and looked at the color of the Fraser River, I don't know about you, but I thought of all that topsoil that's being washed away and taken away. There's parts of the United States now that because they haven't been attentive to their soil, they can't grow things in the soil, the earth they have. The soil is gone. We have to always make sure that we bring back the soil, that we are attentive to the soil. The soil is a whole biomass of life, even though it doesn't look like it. There's probably more life in this handful of earth than there is in a lot of other places. Soil is our roots. It's where we are rooted and where we come from. Now, we've given in the church soil a bad name. We say something is soiled and it should be thrown away, or it's dirty. Our mothers probably told us, don't go out and play in the dirt because you're going to get dirty. When we had baptisms in the old days, we used to think about the sins of the dirtiness being washed away. But we have to come to a new understanding that there is the Spirit of God, the Spirit of God and life in the soil. And as we prepare for Christmas and prepare for the sense of Jesus coming here to us, I want us to start thinking in our preparation about the soil that is the humus, which is the source of life, where God took us from, metaphorically, and where we shall return. Soil is a part of us, and we are a part of the soil. So how are we joyful with this understanding? Well, I invite you that when you pray sometimes, pray outside. Pray when you're in the garden, some of you may still be doing some gardening. Maybe those last bulbs to plant or something. But when you get your hands dirty and in the soil, don't say, oh, I'm all dirty and soiled. Have a sense that I am with God and God is with me. And the source of creation and life I'm holding in my hands. That I have a responsibility to keep the soil holy. And that I'm wholly connected to the soil. I know it seems like a simple thing, but it's something that I invite you to share with younger generations who may not be connected. They've been living in such a paved world where the parking lots, ours isn't, thank God, but parking lots which are so paved and the worlds that are so paved, and we're getting disconnected from our reality. And as Jesus was saying in the scripture passage read today, the signs are present. The conference starts tomorrow in Paris about global warming, about protecting the climate, about protecting the earth. And there's a spiritual message for us. And I invite you this week to pray for our leaders, to pray for all of them, that we don't destroy the soil and the climate, which has been God's gift to us. We must work and spiritually see that this is our island home. Another part of goodness is water.